Absolutely. Talking with Chris Jantz, we got Wolfstock 2019 coming up. Now, a couple fun questions. What were you like in high school?
That is actually a great, first of all, let me say this. I've known you a long time. That nobody's ever asked me that, so thank you. So I was tied in like a triple three-way for valedictorian, which was totally bizarre. So I was, I guess, smart. I don't know. I'm as smart as you can be, I guess. But I kind of got along with everybody, to be honest with you. I went through my jock phase, like where I played all sports, and I played them pretty well. I was a football player and a baseball player, and I was, you know, but I was always like, you know, too pretty spindly and pretty skinny. So I never fit in too well as far as like taking to the next level. And then I quit that and I joined the band, which was totally threw all my sports playing buddies off, you know. But I did it all in high school, and I was in the FFA and all kinds of things. But I got along with everybody. And then I ended up being I went to a place called Perryville High School. I ended up being Mr. PHS my senior year and the whole deal. I guess, and that attested just a lot of my, you know, camaraderie skills with all types and walks of life. I mean, I just, you know, I was never, I don't believe in bullying and cliques and picking one pack over the other. And, you know, if I ever thought like somebody thought I was part of the quote cool kids in school, I would always go the exact opposite direction. I was always kind of punk rock like that. And that would always change the narrative, you know, for people. And that's what kind of guy I've always been. And I just, you know, I just try to treat people with respect. And I've always been that way.
Awesome. What's the funniest thing that's happened to you recently?
Well, this morning, before I got on the phone with you, my 5-year-old loves to fight. So he, and wrestle like little boys do. But I mean, I swear, man, I'm going to start putting him in UFC classes. Cause he's for real, like a good fighter.
Oh, wow.
And, we were in there fighting stuff. And I just said, just no hitting hard today with your fist. Okay. He's like, yeah, cool. No problem. And so I'm right there. And then all of a sudden he catches me with a roundhouse leg kick and freaking busted my lip completely open. And I got a show tonight, busted my lip completely open. So blood was running out of my head. And I was like, oh my gosh. So, you know, but how mad can you get at a 5-year-old?
Yeah, no doubt. Sounds like you need to have him do the bottle cap challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding, man. This kid's got arms and legs on him like a Conor McGregor. I mean, he's crazy. He's strong and fast and
That's awesome.
He's a good fighter. I like it.
All right, last question. Now this one, I have an answer that I'm hoping for, but I really want to know what you're going to say. A penguin walks through the door right now wearing a sombrero. What does he say, and why is he here?
He probably says, "Que pasa, amigo?" And why is he here? Probably here to get his Wolfstock tickets 2019 for that Friday night concert, July 26th with Chris Jansen.
There you go. I think that penguin is cool, and I hope he comes to the show. Chris, thank you so much.
I love penguins, by the way.
I know. They're the cutest things ever. All right, Chris.
Very cute.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your morning. Go put some ice on that lip, and we will see you 2 weeks from today.
Looking forward to it. Good to speak with you, girl. I appreciate it.
You too. See you soon, bud.
All right.
Bye.
You.